Russian diplomatic sources say the chemical weapons attack in the suburbs of Damascus was carried out by a Saudi Arabian intelligence agents. A Russian media outlet reported that the Ghouta attack in August was carried out by a Saudi black operations team. It said the black ops group is named Liwa al-Islam and is headed by the son of a Saudi-based cleric. Political analysts say Saudi Arabia needed the false flag operation to provoke Washington to intervene in Syria. The U.S. and its allies called the attack a game changer in the crisis in Syria. Well, let's speak to a political commentator and author Ralph Schonman, who's joining us via Skype from Berkeley, California. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Schonman. Now, first of all, what do you make of these revelations that are just coming to light?
These revelations, as you describe them, are consistent with reports that have been emanating from the area from the inception. They're consistent with the reports of earlier such chemical attacks that they were documented by Carlo Ponte of the United Nations. They're consistent with the reports of such groups based in Turkey attempting to explode chemical and nerve gas weapons in Turkey and attribute them to the government of Syria. And it should be pointed out that Liwa al-Islam had claimed responsibility for the bombing of a governmental meeting in Damascus in July of 2012, which killed a number of leading Syrian officials, including the defense minister and his deputy and the assistant vice president, Hassan Turkmani. And in fact, the president had only missed this event by moments and was intended to be the target as well. So it's well established that this particular group is a Saudi murder instrument that has been deployed by Saudi Arabia before. And in fact, the whole intent of a chemical attack was to provide a pretext for the predetermined intent of the United States to attack Syria on the basis of the potential or the prospective use of such chemical weapons. It should be further mentioned that the conduct of the Liwa al-Islam is consistent with what the United Nations inspectors actually found, to wit, there was no environmental evidence in the area of sarin and chemicals, but the victims were all showing the signs of both, which is a strong indication that these were brought not from the area, but from without the area by a group such as Liwa al-Islam. They were not deployed in the area by the Assad government. They were carried by a group that then detonated them and impacted the victims. So the UN report that we have is consistent with, in fact, this latest revelation, and it is also sustaining what was already established by Saudi Arabia and by others with respect to chemical weapons before in Syria and also in Turkey.
Right. Mr. Schonman, also it was interesting to note that the Syrian foreign minister at the UN General Assembly accused the U.S., U.K. and France of not showing the world who was actually behind this chemical weapons attack that took place in August in Syria. There is a concerted effort on the part of the West and its allies within the region to make sure that diplomacy doesn't work. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, they don't want it to work. And in fact, the original UN investigation was dismissed by the United States as too late. They were going there the very next day, but it was too late. What we have to keep in mind is that this current report about the Saudis having coordinated this chemical attack is entirely consistent with what the Daily Telegraph reports today in London, namely that an assassination has been carried out against Mojtaba Ahmadi, who was involved in the cyber operations of Iran, an assassination that was carried out by the Mossad, an assassination that is consistent with the killing of five Iranian nuclear scientists between 2007 and 2012. This is a report in the Conservative Telegraph in London, and it goes to the issue of the utilization of murder operations and false flag undertakings by the Saudis, by the Israelis, by the CIA, and by the Mossad on a consistent basis against Iran and against Syria as well.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Author and political commentator Ralph Schonman, they're joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. Schonman, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.